Hey guys, it's Jenna Elfman from Fear the Walking Dead. I play Laura. No, I play Naomi. No, I play June. I play June on Fear the Walking Dead. And you're listening to the Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, I'm Lindsay Register and I play Laura on The Walking Dead. You're listening to the Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, this is Ross Marquand and you're listening to the Walking Dead Talk Through.
Awesome.
Hey, this is Nick Stahl, and you're listening to Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through.
Cool.
Survivors, welcome to episode 96 of Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Brian.
And I'm LT.
And Kyle is busy growing peppers, planting peppers and whatnot. And he's doing various farming activities. And he is unable to join us this evening. So it's just the two of us tonight. To cover.
And as we've said on previous occasions, it's because Kyle McAdams has a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be covering season 7, episode 13 of Fear the Walking Dead, titled The Raft. We don't have any feedback for the last episode because the episode in question is not out. Unfortunately, Kyle, who's been busy, is also the editor right now. So, because I'm too backed up with Star Trek stuff still. So, he's editing, but he's been too busy, so he hasn't been able to get the episode out to anyone except for Patreon members. Patreon members have already heard it, but everyone else, because those are not edited at all. They got those, but the edited version hasn't been released yet. So
I don't know if I wouldn't say edited at all. It's lightly edited.
I know. It sounds better when we say it's not edited though. it's slightly edited, but so slightly that you could hardly tell. But anyway, we're covering The Raft this evening, so let's get into it. Season 7, Episode 13, The Raft, is written by co-executive producer Nazin Chowdhury, and not sure what he is on the show, maybe a story editor, but I've seen his name in the credits, Nick Bernardone. I know he's written a few episodes. Directed by, speaking of farming, Gary Rake. Anyway, the AMCplus.com description is Dwight and Sherry must decide between their code and their safety. All right, let's get into the ratings. LT, what did you think of The Raft?
Well, I gave The Raft a 7 out of 10, and I have several descriptors. One is The Clash, Combat Rock, Side 1, Track 3.
Okay.
And if you don't know what that song is, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Da, na, 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 na.
Yes. If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, there will be double. So, darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Very appropriate there.
Yep. And the subtext of that is, this is why we can't have nice things. Since we zombified the bunker, or Morgan Jones, Zombie Pied Piper, or the dark horses need a car seat.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. This is one of those episodes where the more that you watch it, the more that you don't like it, or Maybe the more I watched it, the more I liked it. I don't know, but I'm still trying to figure that out. I seem to like it more than most of the people that responded. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Having my baby. Speaking of old songs. Anyway.
And of course, the appropriate response to that is, oh, Sherry.
All right, so listener ratings.
And I guess we'll kick it off with Dieta from Detroit, who says, "Hey, y'all, I just caught up with the episodes. Not impressed at all. I rate this episode 5 out of 10. Just throw them off the roof. Leave it to Fear the Walking Dead to run something into the ground. We're over it."
Emma from the UK says, 6 out of 10, Walker Pied Pipers.
And since you didn't say, Glennis from Toronto says 5 out of 10 Morgan Walker Whisperers, or rather more like Morgan Walker Whaler.
Yep. For some reason, Glennis, I missed that one. Mike from Asheville gives it 5.3 out of 10.
Okay. And Darren from the internet says 2 out of 5 because only 2 people are in character this whole episode.
All right. Let's go to our awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce!
All right. To kick off our awesome sauce, we have Dieta from Detroit, who says, the radioactive walkers. I guess, but how did they get out of the pit in the first place to follow Morgan? And I would say the trailer?
Well, they all followed John Dory Sr. They weren't in the pit.
They were at the wall.
Yeah, they were at the wall. So,
but it does pose a question of what happened to the walkers that were in the pit.
Right. Glennis from Toronto says that walker head splashed by another walker's foot when it tripped. Yeah, I thought that was good too. I don't think we've ever had a kill like that. That was a cool one. They actually did something good.
Yep. Let's see. Mike from Asheville says, awesome sauce of only 3 more episodes to go. I've never wanted the season to wrap up so badly.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought that was funny. Emma from the UK says, Morgan doing his Pied Piper bit and leading all the walkers from the tower.
Yep.
Aaron from the internet says, Sherry and Dwight, because they were literally the only ones decent still in character this episode. Yes, they were dumb to go in the tunnels when Alicia had said before they were unstable, but still, they were the only good thing this episode. See, if you listen to Alicia, you'd learn things. Imagine if she was allowed to lead on what used to be her own show. Then again, they probably sidelined her just because she would get things done and the series would have been over by season 6. Well, I don't know. It sounds like she's going to be, taking the lead the next few episodes.
And that's vaguely hopeful for this show.
Yeah. Sherry using Alicia's weapon to free them from the tunnel. At least someone knows how to use it in that situation. Ha! And I will just go on there to say that I also enjoyed Dwight and Sherry together. I have more to say about them, but specifically though, I just enjoyed them. In general, this episode, they were, a good part of the episode. And I like those two actors together.
Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and throw it in because I was going to say the same thing, that I have been the
Russian judge.
No. Not in this case. I've always been the hopeless romantic for Dwight and Sherry.
Yeah.
You remember, I was always the one that's like, I hope they get together. What is she doing? She's running away again. Because really and truly, they are, I don't want to say the Romeo and Juliet of the apocalypse, because they both died and all their friends died too. They have been, you know, the couple you hoped could stay together and could make it happen. And hopefully, even though she almost did it again, I like the dynamic between those two. I always have.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I'll just also say Daniel has this thing on his head, that makes him look like one of those old judges with the white wigs on. I saw that and I couldn't help laughing.
Yeah. Him and his wrappy scarf thing. I mean, I know he lost his hat, but still it's.
Yeah, and it made him look like one of those, like, you know, one of those old judges with the like wigs on that, you know, I don't know. Was that a British thing or is that still a British thing? I don't know, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know,
they still go for the wigs.
Yeah. So it just, I saw that. That's where I immediately went to. It's like, you know.
Well, I sort of went to, he kind of has that, you know, extra in a bad knockoff of Lawrence of Arabia going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much what I had to say, as far as awesome. I mean, the other things were already said. I guess the other thing I would say would be the dynamic between Morgan and Alicia, like Morgan saying to her that you know she's ready to lead. You know, I mean, she didn't like it too much that they were gonna go forward without her, but you know, they're going forward with her. So anyway.
Yeah. It's strange how one minute she can be all dynamic and in charge and upfront, and then she has those moments of doubt where she kind of creeps back into the back and lets somebody else do it.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it as, you know, her character's been through a lot, and we don't know. And I still don't know how well she's healed from losing her arm. So maybe we can chalk up her reservations to not feeling at her best.
Yeah.
Now, for my awesome sauce, one thing I said was, even though I'm going to talk about him later and I may bag on him a little bit more, I've got to give props to Wes for endurance. I mean, think about it. He got knocked off a horse and then he shows back up, and he did something else and he shows back up. It's like he really wants that promotion from Strand to keep going after that baby.
Yeah.
And since I had so little awesome stalls, I had to go ahead and say it. I still think the automobile made me laugh.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so it's a dad joke. It was funny. And I'm thinking, yes, in the apocalypse, you're down to little pine trees and air fresheners to keep your kids amused.
All right, that's it for awesome sauce. So let's move on to the weak sauce.
You're worthless and weak.
Well, we're kicking off the weak sauce with Dieta from Detroit, who says, Morgan deciding to leave with baby Mo, but what about Grace? Wasn't he attached to her as well? And the fact Morgan just leaves Alicia after telling her it's not his fight, it's hers. Didn't the fight begin with Morgan and Strand because nobody knew where Alicia was? It only became Alicia's fight when she figured out what he did to Will. This show sucks for continuity. Facepalm. Facepalm, facepalm, and I must concur.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. That's it's like they are adding on. Emma from the UK says, are we just repeating stories now with the tunnel collapsing on Dwight and Sherry like it did in Alicia? Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. And it's funny because, you know, they were warned. So why did that have to happen again? It just, anyway. So, yeah.
Didn't anybody say rickety tunnel ahead?
Rickety tunnel ahead.
Rickety tunnel ahead.
ahead. Okay. I guess not.
Like I said, no, you don't talk to each other. So I guess next up is Glennis from Toronto. And she says, Wes makes a very bad baddie. The reasoning for him now siding with Strand just doesn't make any sense. He stated he should have followed his brother. Really? His brother blew up Tank Town while Wes was still there, and Wes got blamed for it by Virginia.
You know, it's, again, you know, I've been saying this since I got back to the to doing the show. It's like, and you went off the show, and you went off the show, and you went off the show. And in a lot of ways, like, it almost feels like they're setting it up, you know, but it's kind of like they're changing his character because they got rid of another character. So they're making him a bad guy, but his reasoning makes no sense at all. Like, I mentioned that last week, I think, about like how he kept asking, or was it 2 weeks ago? He kept asking about his brother. And it's like, well, you already know about your brother. You know, he did those things. So why are you asking again? You know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
No, it doesn't. And it just seems like, I don't know if it's everybody wants off the show, but it's like the collective memory of the writers, they seem to forget important detail points. It's like somebody must have erased the whiteboard in the writing room.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like.
Okay, so she goes on and says, also, the squabbles and rationalizations of their actions between Dwight and Sherry also didn't make a lot of sense either. Both of them flip-flopping between if they'll win or not win against Strand, and Sherry preparing the raft for Dwight to leave, and she stays, doesn't say much for Sherry's faith in Dwight's character. Dwight's a changed man now and wouldn't be so influenced by Strand, who is not at all like Negan, but Sherry was so concerned that Dwight would also be turned back into a baddie so quickly. They need all hands on deck for the fight with Strand.
Yeah, I actually talk about this in my what sauce, but I could just as easily say it here. I guess I'll leave it in what sauce, but yes, I agree. It kind of, the more I watched it at, you know, to prepare, the more that kind of bothered me. You know, she's kind of like got so much faith in him that she immediately thinks he's going to turn into a bad guy, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I want to stay, I want to go. You know, I love you, I trust you. You're going to turn back into a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It just kills me.
Yeah, it kills me too.
So we go on to Mike from Asheville, who says, like Emma said, are we just repeating now? And he echoes the previous sentiments and says, the whole West storyline, I'm all for survival, but he's not thinking very clearly.
No, he's not. He's not. It doesn't make a lot of sense for him to do what he's doing.
Nope. And I guess finally we have Aaron from the internet who says, why are you firing bullets in the air, Morgan?
Yeah.
You literally have a metal axe and multiple metal nearby. Just tap them together to make noise. Ugh, this guy. Seriously, Alicia, getting zombies to follow you is like the easiest thing in the world. Don't help Morgan. I miss Alicia Clark, who is her own person. Before she is gone for good, I would love to see Alicia be Alicia again. The girl who stood up against others' ideas when she didn't agree. The girl who had a plan others didn't think of. The girl who could and should have led. Frowny face. In character, Alicia would not just go with Morgan's plan when she knows they're not ready. Sigh.
Hmm.
So, that looks like it.
I didn't write anything down for weak sauce, so what do you have?
Well, my first weak sauce was all of the red shirt rangers.
Yeah.
That, once again, obviously Strand has enough people that he can press into service as rangers that die quickly and gloriously. And as I said before, Wes took a beating, but it didn't, he didn't die, but all of his backups did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they did.
Yeah, it just kind of makes me wonder, okay, so Strand put Wes in charge of this team, but the team is not doing so well. If he's trying to win points with Strand by getting the baby back, maybe he'll do it, but it just seems like he's not preserving his teammates very well.
No.
And my next point is, yes, this is another opportunity to wander around in the radiation zone without any real purpose. Because I was going, okay, you're not wearing your mask. You're getting near the big crater where the zombies are. And why? You were leading them off and you thought, hey, I'll put them in the crater. Well, how did the crater get there, Morgan? And you've been so good trying not to get irradiated. And then you just sort of make it a point to go wandering through the woods to get irradiated. And I think the last point that I made was the speech that Morgan gave to Alicia before they, I guess, are all presumptively marching off to assault the tower. That was the least enthusiastic go win one for the Gipper speech I think I've ever heard. I mean, you're supposed to get everybody fired up. I mean, okay, so maybe it's a bad example, but like the speech that John Belushi gave in Animal House, you know, something to get everybody perked up and fired up and ready to go, rah, and go assault the tower. This was like, okay, guys, you can do this. I'm going to get in the boat now with the baby and float away. Have fun storming the castle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking of all the pep talks you could have given. That was probably the least peppy pep talk I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you're sailing off in the sunset and you're saying goodbye to Alicia, I just expected a little more something.
Yeah.
So have you got anything, Brian?
I still don't.
You still don't?
Nope. Okay. I mean, my weak sauces have been already said, and then I have something that could be a weak sauce, but I have it in my what sauce. So I'm going to get to what sauce.
Fair enough.
What?
All right. Our what sauces. And I think in some ways, our what sauces are kind of being replaced by our oh, hell no sauce.
All depends on how strongly you feel about it.
Yeah.
So I guess we can kick off the listener what sauce with Emma from the UK, who says, so Strand just let all the walkers leave the tower. He didn't make any noise to draw them back. Well, I expect all the ones from the crater are now at the tower, so Morgan is wasting his time. And they couldn't work this out?
Yeah. Aaron from the internet says, I care about surviving. That tower is my only way to do it. So why didn't you go with Strand at the start, Wes? His flip makes no sense from where he's been so far. They've officially messed Wes up to the point if he goes back to the team, it won't feel earned either. So they might as well just kill him off too. As Brian, I think it was, said last week, at this point, there's going to be no one left we care about when the series merges. Well, I don't know about the series merging, actually, but it seems like when, you know, Kim Dickens comes back, there's not going to be anybody on the show, you know. Or if Alicia Debden Carey's on here, she'll be on here for, like, you know, two episodes or something, and then she'll finally die of whatever it is that she's got.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or they'll do something else.
Right. Then she says, where did they find a pregnancy test in the apocalypse? Probably Bill's. LOL. I don't know. I imagine that there's probably pregnancy tests all over the apocalypse stores because, you know.
It's not something you can eat. It's not something that's for first aid immediately. So. Who knows? Maybe there are still lots of pregnancy tests in the pharmacy.
Well, then again, you know, when you're not out there and you're not, you know, amongst the undead, you may have a lot of time on yourself. And if you happen to be with, you know, person of the opposite gender, one thing can lead to another, and pregnancy tests are needed.
Well, that is true.
So,
I mean, we should have noticed. We should have noticed our post-lockdown pregnancy surge there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got some feedback from Mike from Asheville, who says Morgan asking Alicia why she's stalling. I ask you, Fear the Walking Dead, why are you stalling? Could you not come up with a better story to keep us entertained?
Well, I think the answer to that is no.
I believe you're correct. And he goes on to say, is Lenny James leaving? Are we not seeing him the rest of the season? Why send him away? I understand some hate his character, but shouldn't he be helping with the tower invasion?
I have a feeling he's going to be back. He'll probably be finding Padre while he's out. So now, mind you, I have seen the next episode, and I'll just say, spoiler, he's not in it. So that's all I'll say, but he's not in it. So he could be, who knows?
You never can tell.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's, looks like the end of the what sauce from the listeners. So, Brian, what do you have for what sauce?
The whole thing with Sherry's, and this is a quote, I don't want you to turn into the person that you don't want to be thing. And this is like Dwight's reaction to that is the same reaction that I have to that. It's like, stop trying to tell him how he's going to be. You know, it's like, it just, I get it, but it just, she keeps drawing these conclusions on past actions, like Dwight isn't learning from his past. And it just, I just had to roll my eyes when I heard her say that. You know, it's like, yeah, he did that with Negan, but I don't think he's going to do that with Strand. It's like, but I get it. But it's just, this whole thing of where she, because this isn't just this example, but this whole thing of, I'm doing this thing that makes no sense because you're going to do this other thing, even though you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, no matter how much you've said you're different, I don't believe you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's been mentioned by more than one person, the whole Wes thing. I don't get his character and this move. It does seem completely out of character to do what he's done here. I don't see him, you know, cozying up with Strand. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, especially with everything that happened.
Right.
You know, with Strand's turn to the dark side and him not wanting or him not letting him go in the first time or not wanting to go in the first time. It just seems kind of odd that all of a sudden he's like, well, you know, the tower doesn't seem like a bad deal now.
Right. That's it for me.
Yeah. The only weak sauce that I had is that, so after all this, after him saying that he was going to burn the tower down, he was going to kick Strand's ass. After all this, Morgan climbs into his little boat and sails away into the mist with baby Mo.
Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of weak.
Well, whenever you're talking about major character shifts, it just seems like that this is even wishier washier Morgan than wishy washy Morgan was before.
Yeah, definitely. It was surprising when I saw that's what he was going to do. I didn't see that. I mean, they made a case for it based on, you know, him doing that because of what she said, but still, I don't know. doesn't.
Well, and I mean, I understand why he wants to protect the baby.
Right.
But it just seems like it's too convenient for him to go, well, I got to take care of the baby. Deuces.
Yep.
And what about Grace, Morgan?
What about Grace? Indeed.
It just seems like that. Did they just forget about Grace? Did he suddenly just decide that, well, I guess I can find a nuclear scientist in the next settlement to settle down with? I just don't get it.
Yep. Well, you said that's the only thing you have, but I see a couple more things.
Do I?
Well, yeah.
It's off the page. That's what I get for not looking. Okay. So the random stranger in the very beginning that turns out to be potentially the wife of the dead senator who went to Padre and they let her go. Is she going to turn up to be important next episode? Is she going to like resurface and it's like, hey, I know where the thing you've been looking for is?
Are you thinking that she's actually the wife of the senator?
Yeah.
There's nothing to suggest that.
Yeah, there is.
Really?
It's her last name. In the credits, it mentioned her last name. It was like Senator Vasquez, and she was like Maria Vasquez.
Very astute of you. I did not pick up on that.
So I'm classifying her as Chekhov's survivor. And no, I don't mean Pavel.
Pavel. I know what Chekhov you meant, but.
Oh, I know you did. I was just going to make sure that there may be somebody who didn't have to suffer through theater class in high school. The whole thing about Chekhov's gun.
Right.
That if you bring something in as a plot device and you don't use it, eventually you'll use it because it's Chekhov's gun. It's something you introduced that'll be important later, even though you ignore it through the show. I thought it was Vasquez. I just have a feeling that it was, why did you have somebody that you introduced and they wander off if she's not going to be important later? I just didn't see them having somebody that they would introduce like that and not end up being something later.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
Unless I'm giving the writers far, far too much credit.
You probably are giving the writers too much credit.
Well, it's possible. So the last thing was, and I want to preface this by saying, as an old married man who has two kids, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is that, well, at least Sherry has an excuse to act hormonal now.
Yep.
And I'm looking and yes, she didn't hear me, but it's just Sherry.
Good old Sherry.
And that's right, kids.
Sherry, Sherry, Sherry. Oh, Sherry.
If we didn't survive the first copyright strike, by God, let's try it again.
Indeed. Yeah, it's like we'll get a penalty there. Anyway, all right. Is that it?
Yep, that's all.
That is it. Okay, well, let's move on to our brand new category.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. Created by was from a discussion of Kyle and I, and I said, why don't you make a new one and call it Oh Hell No and get T-Dog? And I thought, because I remembered he said it, so that was it.
Yep.
And I wasn't even on the show at the time. I was still off the show, but yeah. So it seems to be a popular category. All right.
When what are weak just isn't enough.
Yep. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's kick off the Oh Hell No sauce with Emma from the UK. And she goes, oh, hell no. Just came to me this episode. Why don't they just leave? You got me there.
I know.
I think if you go back and remember, I'm the one that said, just point the Apocalypinto north and go to your in Tulsa.
Yep. We said it. We talked about it. We definitely talked about it at one point.
Yep. And she says, just leave the nuclear area. Why are they sticking around obsessing over the tower? All this energy, they could be miles away by now.
I wondered that myself. You'd think they could just, you know, get in the back of a truck, fall asleep, wake up, and find themselves in Mississippi.
Well, I mean, that works for me.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It would be different if they were, I don't know, stuck there. But, you know, what makes it so that they can't leave? And I don't know.
And on the other side of it is that are the real estate prices just that good, even in spite of all the fallout? Maybe they don't have a Bills in Oklahoma.
Don't get to use that one very often, but I thought it was appropriate.
Well, I guess next up would be Aaron from the internet. And she says, I left some folks I cared about once. It has never set right with me. And she goes, so go back fast. Angry face. I will admit, him talking about how long Alicia has left just annoyed me to no end, because I can't help but think of how he stole the series from her. Also because Alicia should have been leading things long ago, but because they wanted to make this the Morgan Jones show, we have missed out on years with her, and it's just sad. This was sad, irritating, and weak, so I'm leaving it here. I wish I could have enjoyed the last scene with him literally shoving Morgan off and Alicia saying, follow me, but I can't because you know he'll be back. Sad face.
Yeah, and that last part wasn't in her oh hell no sauce, but I felt that that was appropriate because it was just kind of like unclassified. So I thought it was better than putting it in just regular feedback. So I don't have anything for oh hell no. Do you have anything for oh hell no?
You know, I think that I expended mine in Watten Week.
Yeah. Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more I think it's not that appropriate for it to be an 8, but I don't know. It's like, I liked the Dwight and Sherry stuff enough that it raised the mark of the episode. But then when I start thinking about how annoying Sherry was, and this is not the first time she was annoying, she's been annoying.
It's true.
She seems to have a tendency to be annoying sometimes. Anyway, so maybe a 7.5. Anyway, let's move on to our sad or aw sauce, depending on how you think of it.
Aww. And we'll kick off our sad and aw sauce with Dieta from Detroit, who says, aw, Sherry and Dwight are having a baby.
Emma from the UK says, Sherry is pregnant. That's nice, but isn't it a bit irresponsible bringing a baby into this world? Well, I would say it hasn't stopped. Well, especially this world, this radioactive world.
Yeah.
You know, compared to like on the other show, where there have been several children born, this world, you know, where it's like an apocalypse sandwich, you know, I guess it's more so. But
go to Aaron from the internet, who says, sad sauce, zombie horse skeleton.
That's it for, well, I did have one sad, I guess, and that was another dead horse, this time with pustules.
That's true. That horse had some funkiness going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we've seen a lot of dead horses, especially on the other show, I guess we have seen some here, but this time, this was a horse that was brought down by radioactive, you know, and had those big radioactive pustules that we see on the walkers. So pretty nasty. All right. Do you have anything for sad or awe?
Well, I think for me, it's still just, I'm going to throw sad in there for Dwight and Sherry, because those two, doggone it, as much as we've said, you know, why can't she forgive him? Why can't she quit being written as to question all this stuff? They're still together. And I have a feeling that something tragic is going to happen because she's pregnant.
I hope not.
So I'm going to feel sad ahead of time, and hopefully I will not be sad later.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's it for our sad. So let's move on to regular feedback.
We can talk about it.
We're done talking. Time to listen.
Okay. So we'll start off with some feedback. Again, from Dieta from Detroit. And she said, so they are downsizing the Fear of the Walking Dead cast. Now bodies are dropping left and right. Folks sail off into the wild blue yonder. I guess the radiation mask on, mask off, catching up with everybody. Mm. It's true. Because they've killed more in the last, four episodes that they have in the last three or four seasons.
It seems that way, yeah. I mean, they have definitely killed a lot of them off in a very short amount of time. It's been all this, I think, all the second half too. Not even, they kill anybody off in the first half? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. So it's all been in the second half.
Yeah.
So Deanna goes on to say, it was an okay episode. Like Glenna said, all that back and forth with Dwight and Sherry about being bad and good was annoying. And how did Wes keep catching up with them so fast? They had him popping up like he was Michael Myers in a Halloween movie. He lost his horse when they first approached them, yet he still kept catching up with them. And she throws some face palms in there. Anyway, just an okay episode. Nothing to get excited about, even after watching the next episode already.
Oh.
And she's got, I don't know what those are, but she's got two zipped lips. So I'll say she's not talking. Just ready for this season to be over. Pretty much not feeling it.
Yeah. In other words, no spoilers, I guess. She's saying, there's one upside down, and then there's two that look like they have no lips. So I guess that means I'm not speaking.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was taking the zip lips for.
Yeah, yeah. Mike from Asheville, he says, Baby Mo cries a lot. Thank you for removing him from the show. Oh, there you go. There's one that is off the show, but, doesn't actually die. Maybe when he returns, he will be, 5 years old, and he'll be replaced by, an older kid. I'm not sure how I feel about Sherry being pregnant. If it gives them a reason to keep fighting, I'm okay with that. Also, what Emma said, just leave the area. How far could it be before they get out of the danger zone? Take all your food and start hiking.
Or driving. You had a car.
Yep.
Okay. So then we're down to Glennis from Toronto. And she starts off with, that woman Dwight and Sherry saved from the walkers, she could have just gone around that spindly tree that the walker had trapped her by. Looks to be from Padre. She came to a place clear of radiation, and looking on her IMDb, her character is listed as Maya Vasquez, so the wife of the walker senator Elias Vasquez that Alicia was following around. The episode had many pointed screen moments of showing that Padre dossier. Pity she was directed onto the tower and thus into Strand's hands by Dwight.
You know what? There's one thing that I would have should have put in my weak sauce or my what sauce. A couple of times we see Dwight, or was it Dwight or Sherry, and then we see Wes. Both of them right by that big binder that has all everything about Padre. And yet nobody looks at the darn thing. And, you know, and we can assume that Alicia never really looked at it either. So it's like, what the hell? So stupid. Somebody's got to end up going back down there and find the stupid thing. That's what's going to happen. And probably, you
know, the only problem is if they do what they always do in The Walking Dead, now that there's walkers inside, they won't go back.
No, that's true. Or maybe
they didn't go back to the prison.
Or maybe that the wife's there. And if she's from there, she won't have to, or they won't have to, you know, go there. So, and that's probably, you know what? That's probably the whole reason why they sent her to Strand. Because if they sent her to Alicia and all them, she'd say, oh, I know where Padre is.
We'd lose two episodes of fight.
I know. But, you know, that's what they're trying to tell us.
And I got to say it about the bunker. So they had a bunker. The bunker was nice and tidy and had clean sheets and beds and power. And, of course, now it's full of walkers.
Yep.
As I've said on previous occasions, this is why we can't have nice things.
Definitely.
So she goes on to say, Morgan shouting at the walkers had me chuckling, especially when he uttered the mantra from The Walking Dead, I'm right here, or words to that effect. She goes on to say, didn't Arno and company set that ramp up for the walkers in that bomb crater for them to escape? There was a trailer back down into the hole, so we can assume somebody did it. And Arno is as good a choice as any.
Yeah.
She goes, that sharpened barrel shroud of Alicia's starred again, this time for the good in letting Dwight and Sherry out of the collapsed tunnel. Whereas last time it was used by Alicia to cut off her hand in that collapsed tunnel. No wonder Alicia gave her that look and told Sherry to keep it when Sherry offered it back to Alicia. Is Sherry going to run into Madison now and Madison will spy the weapon and demand where Alicia is? Like with John Dory Jr. spotting one of the guns in June's abandoned backpack that Alicia and company were lugging around in the SWAT truck.
Yeah.
So Sherry is pregnant. Pregnant mothers, or their babies for that matter, in the TWDU don't fare too well. Lori in The Walking Dead, Moe's mother and Grace's stillborn baby Athena in Fear of the Walking Dead. Yeah, they don't have the best track record with pregnancies.
Yeah, and the one that the mother of, what's her name? The mother of Moe. I mean, she had the baby, but she didn't last long after that.
Yes, Miss, stop driving because your tires are flat, lady, in the pickup truck.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So she said, glad Mo had a sound muffler mask on, a radiation protective suit on. I just saw her, and the gut reaction was to reach for the earplugs, the mute button on the remote. Again, we get it, Fear the Walking Dead. She's a baby. Fortunately, we couldn't hear her half the time anyway with all of Morgan shouting. So, did Alicia use a Molotov cocktail then to blow up that car? Well, that'll come in handy when the tower's attacked. And she goes, ... And not a peep out of Daniel when Alicia and Sarah were mainly saying goodbye to Morgan. Daniel looks like a cheap knight extra from King Arthur. That's the third one. So it's Judge Daniel, you know, Daniel of Arabia, and now Sir Daniel.
Well, they all work.
Daniel looking like a cheap knight extra from King Arthur with that chain link like wool balaclava over his head. I had yet another chuckle over that. As did we.
Glennis, right there with you. Yeah.
So Morgan and Moe go White River rafting to the sea to find safety. Or Madison, or Padre. They've lost one of their best fighters with Morgan leaving when every single person going against Strand counts.
Yep.
And I could just hear the action call when Alicia walked ahead after seeing Morgan, Mo in the raft, going off, shouting, let's go. And that is it.
That is it. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's pretty well. And just to say it is that this is one of those. I like the episode as a whole. There are things that I had problems with, but even though I liked it, I want to say this is probably one of the least memorable episodes we've had in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, I would agree with that because like, and I even said it last week, I said, oh, you know, I liked it, but it's kind of like, if you had quizzed me, I would have been, what'd you like about it? Dwight and Sherry. What else? What else happened? I don't remember. Cause that's what it was. It was very much, not much going on with it. Yeah. So
for everything that went on, there wasn't much going on. So,
yeah. All right. So let's, move on to our news, ratings, and info segment.
I have no idea.
All right. Ratings this week. It was mixed. It got a 0.13 in the 18 to 49 with 738,000 viewers. In the 18 to 49 demographic, that is down from barely from last week's 0.14, but up in the number of viewers because last week it got 717,000 viewers. So up 21,000 viewers from last week. Down in the 25 to 54, it got a 0.21 versus last week's 0.23, but up in the 50 and over with a 0.46 versus last week's 0.44. So, like I say, it was mixed. Parrot Analytics came out, and The Walking Dead finally, you know, it had been a few weeks since, or a couple weeks anyway, since there had been any released on Parrot Analytics. So the last time we had any that had been published was for April 23rd to 29th, and The Walking Dead was still at ninth place with 40.5 times the demand of an average show. At this point, The Walking Dead has fallen off, so it is not on that list. And Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad are they were last time they were at number four. They were at number four and number five, and they are actually going up. They are at now number two and number three. So, with 56 times the demand of an average show. Actually, that's not true. It's not, they're not, Breaking Bad is at number six with 44.6 times the demand for an average show. But that's not bad for a show that's been off the air for 9 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I was about to say five. Has it been nine?
No, it was 2013.
Wow.
Yep.
And of course, I guess that's perked back up because everybody's watching it because of Better Call Saul.
Yeah. And, like I said a couple of weeks ago, it is trending. Both shows are trending very high on, Netflix. So, I believe they're exclusive to Netflix. And in fact, I noticed that, Better Call Saul, like they're playing the season in two parts, and the first part is actually coming off of AMC Plus in a few weeks. So I'm not sure why it's so soon, but I assume it's going to be available either on Netflix or somewhere else soon after. So that's it for our news, ratings, and info this week. So,
because I don't think we have any new, there's no new news that I saw.
No new news that I saw either. All right. So, LT, why don't you tell people how to contact us?
All right. We want to encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's @WalkingDeadTTM. To submit your theories and feedback, most people post in our designated episode thread on our Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/walkingdeadTTM. You can send us email. That's walkingdead@talkthroughmedia.com. You can also utilize our feedback form on our webpage. That's talkthroughmedia.com/feedback. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can call area code 216-232-6146. And remember, that's about 3 minutes worth. And all of our new episodes are on YouTube. Just search for Talk Through Media and remember to subscribe and click that bell to get notified when we have new videos. Those videos go out first before the podcast does.
Like and review the Talk Through Media Facebook page at facebook.com/talkthroughmedia. It can help bring us some additional stuff. And one thing I started doing with the Star Trek episodes is posting the audio to the Facebook page. So that's one way you can listen to us as well. And I need to get with Kyle so that he does that too. But anyway, the best way you can support us is through our Patreon. And you can do that at patreon.com/walkingdeadtalkthrough. We would like to thank our Patreon supporters, Renee Murray, Deanna Patterson, that guy over there, LT, and
hello,
and he in absentia, Kyle McAdams. So, and if you ever wonder, my reason why I don't contribute to Patreon is because my contributions come directly. So, anyway, so I don't need to donate. I'm already donating. So
you're already donating
because the stuff that doesn't get covered through Patreon, that gets covered by me. Anyway. But Dieta and Renee, they get an early version of the episode each week with, as LT was saying, very lightly edited. So subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or the podcast client of your choice. While you're there, if your podcast client of choice does, such as Apple Podcasts does, give us a rating or review. You can also use podchaser.com, which allows you to rate the podcast and individual episodes. And remember to share our posts on Facebook and Twitter when we post them, and tell a friend, and also on Instagram. So that's also through Walking Dead TTM. So sometimes when we post there.
Yep.
We've LT and I are now doing the Strange New Worlds talk through. Actually, Star Trek Strange New Worlds talk through. That's a mouthful. And that is, we've done two episodes. The first one is out to everyone. The second episode is out just to Patreon members. That's what I was going to be doing tonight, but since I'm doing this, I'm going to have to do a little extra before I give it to Kyle. So I may not get to finish up the editing tonight, but hopefully they'll be out soon. But we're still actually recording Picard episodes. So LT's joined us on there, and we're kind of doing that with a third co-host as well. We're still going to finish the season out with that. And of course, soon after that, we'll be doing Lower Decks. And, we also want to say, of course, Rebinge Deep Space Nine is, going on strong. They were just recording the, the Trouble with Tribbles episode. It's actually Trials and Tribulations. I should make that correct.
Yes.
Correction there. From season 5 of the show. That also coming soon, we don't know when, is Prodigy. So they do Star Trek Prodigy by Rebinge It on our network. And so all that stuff can be on the Talk Through Media all-inclusive feed. So you can get all of those podcasts there. Our next episode, which I've already seen, is Fear the Walking Dead, Season 7, Episode 14, titled Divine Providence. It is written by Alex DeLisle and David Johnson, directed by Edward Ornelas. I guess that, or is it Ornelas? Anyway. The description from AMCPlus.com is as follows. As the battle for the tower heats up, Alicia brings the fight to Strand's front door. So until next time, I'm Brian.
And I'm LT.
And this is Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through. Good night, everybody.
Good night.